Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we just real quick before we start up. 1 second here. It says program for Raw. The 5 seconds on here. Good with life. Okay, great. I like when, you just start talking. That's like one of the stuff. Make records go out there, fucking talk, and around your head, dog. Hey, go around the floor to the open mic host, the amateur who walks around thinking he's better than everyone else. Funny observation. There we go. Just want to order some fucking lunch real quickly. That's okay. It was interesting to see what that bottom lunch. Another little grill. But yeah, I want to get into this this James Dolan situation. And we'll get into the Brian Williams thing also. I want to touch on James Dolan, how big their outrage was. James Dolan doesn't give a fuck about the team. I think the sooner sports fans realize the owners don't care, you know, when they realize that the more they're going to really fucking stop bullshit, the owners don't care. Now, they shouldn't rip up the fans. Like, I think Dolan is a jackass. Fuck, on that guy. Go with the Mets. First off, like, why are you putting down the Mets? And second, you need every fan you can get right now because the team is god-awful. But he doesn't give a fuck about it. He's making money here. It's a Tars attraction. I always hear about the Knicks games back when they were losing for reference. The floor seats were all fucking upper-class Jews popped up, affected in New York. You know, and then on top were these ghetto black guys. You know, fuck it. In the middle, there's no one there. So that's the only, like, for those kind of nicknames. And for two very different reasons. And that's what you get in there. And, what are you going to do? No. They suck. One second. I know it's a bad way to set up this fucking shit, but really fuck. Brian Williams. Get into that, right? Then we'll just fucking talk about it. You can't believe it. They're like, oh my god. It's the newsman lied. Why? It's so quick. Fire every time, anyway. This fucking new shit. 1 second. We'll get put. I got a lot of passion. Got a lot of fucking passion in me. Oh, you fuckers. Fine. Change the game of fuck. Shit. Wow. They put a one in here. Always embarrassed. Hard to want. The metaphor. You go back and fuck work. Especially when you're doing the shit out here, maybe. Get something down here. Get the fucking words, the tongue flowing. The marbles and the mouth, as the kids will say. People will say, not sure. Old Brooklyn say. Talk about some good stuff. All right. Caesar app on the fucking way. Drops the delivery 20 minutes. Get out. All right. 7 minutes. Count. I haven't got a fucking real word in. Yeah, so Brian Williams, I'm not shocked by it, really not, because it's the news. Guy goes out there and spices up a good story every now and then, and he had a good little tale going. Got shot down by a fucking helicopter. Got shot. He lied about what? Wasn't that? Is fucking who cares? He reports the fucking news. He works for a big time network like NBC. He's not a major. He's not a scared talent. You know? Like, I like Anderson Cooper. I like O'Reilly. I like Chris Matthews. I don't like them personally. I just like the fact that they go out there, they have their opinion. When did Brian Williams ever really say anything? You know, report, you know, cut to Katie Couric interview or something. I didn't even watch the show. I really never. I mean, I've seen it, you know. I know him. He looks like Peter Jennings. But he's not like this scary talent that people are making a mouth of him. You know, he's a fucking newsman. You know, couldn't, I guess it couldn't really happen to someone that was really, like, I think if it was O'Reilly, I think more people would be outraged. This is just like, Letterman really going to ask. You know, I think the guy's just a pussy. That's me. Or someone did. So, I'm not a shock. How about this Bruce Jenner? Fucking dressing for a woman. I know that, like, that's a new thing now that we have to support it, but I don't know. I have a tough time. Do what you want, do what you please, America. Still, this guy has a time where they have balls to dick. You gotta realize it. Yeah. I understand. That whole family is just one big fucking show. The other night on the Grammys, on the West Europe. Gosh, people are pissed off about that. I guess it's like 5 days. You know what? Taylor Swift should have went out there. She was so fucking high and mighty that time. She should have went out there and interrupted Kanye West. The minute he went on stage, she should have went out there and went like, hey, give me the mic. Give that fucking kid a chance to speak. Everyone just clapped. He was like, oh, Kanye. Eesh. He's a jackass. I don't really like to talk politics because I like the people who are nuts on politics. Conservatives really go fuck. Shit, they act like they never read the fuck. But I can't just shit people tell me. I really kind of know because of my YouTube, because of the same research we did. You know, my YouTube and Wikipedia research. You know, you go on like, I like the people, like, I'm talking to one kid, like, Sandy Hook was all a hoax. I saw the same 10 videos. I'm not convinced. And Whitney Houston didn't die from the CIA. You know, they didn't murder her. She was a fucking crackhead, eventually. But Jackson, he had more to say. No, he didn't. He really didn't. So, he did the same fucking research, and people just said, oh, where's the film? There's no boogeyman. It's just like fucking four people are fucking us. And the rest are a bunch of James Dolans telling us, hey, go root for the other, go fucking root for the other team. Go move to the other country. Go to Canada. I have 2 minutes left. I really want to, maybe I can extend, do one a little bit longer here. I don't know. Search. Call a guest. Why don't I call a guest? Getting my feet wet. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm just getting started. The show's over. You know? My opening monologue consists of me ordering food from a local pizzeria. You know? The bullshit is that. I want to see if I can get something else up. Hang on. That's all we do. All my no listeners. Yeah, no listeners anyway. Barrington radio show. But it seems fun. It seems fun to do. I love it. Oh, thank you. Thank you, fucking British Block Talk Radio. Thank you for it. I want to see if I could get another. episode. Well, I'm gonna end this fucking episode. Yeah, I'm gonna end